You recorded?
Yeah. Hello guys, it's Rizky Bermita. Welcome back to the 20s Life Hack podcast with Rizky Bermita. That's live. So I'm currently with Dery Rahmana Hadinata.
Okay.
Can you describe yourself?
Hello. My name is Dery Rahman and I'm the Mita's friends.
Okay. So Dery just graduated from informatics.
Yes.
Institut Teknologi Bandung.
Yeah, in this month.
With cum laude.
Cum laude. Yes.
Cum laude. Okay. And focusing on
informatics.
Like machine learning. Artificial intelligence thing.
I'm interested in machine learning and artificial intelligence things.
But also have basic and full stack engineering as well.
Actually, I don't really like the full stack engineer. I like to be a back end engineer.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, I apply to Gojek and hopefully I can get the offer for the full stack engineer.
So even though you don't really like the front end, the view
I don't really like the front end. But I think it must.
Okay, it's a must.
If I want to join this program.
Yeah, especially all interactivity needs the front end. Needs a good user experience, some kind of it. Okay, so in this podcast, we're gonna talk about a life hack generally to effectiveness.
Okay, effectiveness.
Since I saw you as one of the most effective person, one of the most effective people in the campus.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm one of the lazy people.
Lazy, but you still get your target, your goal.
Yeah, because I set the goals first.
Because you set the goal first.
Yeah.
Can you tell a little more about how you set your goal? I mean, like, okay, smart goal. Do you believe in that?
I think for the first, you need to specify your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And the goals is what you really want to achieve in your life. And it is not like if the person can get his goals and I follow them and something like that, but the goals is from you, from your inner heart. And if you can set your specific goals outside the influence from the others, I think it is the true goals, I think.
But I think it's kind of abstract when you said about inner heart, like how do you distinguish which one is from your inner heart and which one is not?
I think it's based on the experience for yourself. Like, every person have the experience differently, and from they born until now, they have a lot of experience, and from that experience, you can you know what's your goals really is.
Okay.
Because the experience of every people is different.
Okay.
Yeah. Based on the experience.
Okay. Based on what you said, I think you're kind of like an explorer. Mm. So you like to explore. You like to try many things.
Yeah, I think it's good to increase your value.
Since when?
Since when for what?
Like trying new things.
I think every time.
Every time.
I think it's worth to try all of the things. You digging up your the experience and I think.
But at the same time, you also need to focus on your
target.
Yeah.
It's a really complicated.
Okay. Complicated because
contradictive. Yeah. Focus is not actually you just do it one thing. Focus is actually doing many things in one purpose.
Can you explain more about that? Doing many things?
Yeah, doing many things.
For one goal. So, for one goal, you may have like say three alternative solutions and you try them all. Mm-hmm. Or like what? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I think to reach the goal, it is not like, yeah, you only one strict path. You have many paths to reach your goals. So maybe if this path is not work for you, you must try another path that works for you. It's just like, the river flow.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. That's so interesting. So how about the how do you call it, the feasibility? How you determine that okay, this goal is feasible and this one is not really feasible?
Just try
for
it
now. Just try it.
You never know when you never try it. Just try it. But the first thing is you just try a little bit. A little bit, and if you enjoy the learning process from this path, you must follow it. But if you don't enjoy, just leave it and try to find something else.
So you're talking about failing cheap and failing fast.
Yeah, I think I have a read a book about explore and dig deeper.
Mm.
If you have no specific goal, you need to explore.
Okay.
When you explore, you must try every path from what you explore, and if you really enjoy it, you just dig deeper. If you dig deeper and then in the certain point you don't really enjoy it, you explore again. Like that.
Wait. So when will you stop? I mean, like, okay.
Never stop. Continuous learning.
Yeah. So it must be like a very general goal. I mean, like, it's a big goal, not a specific one.
Okay, so there is you talk about how to determine the specific goal.
Okay.
Let me clear this term about how to determine this specific goal.
Yeah.
To determine your specific goal, it's based on your experience.
Okay.
Right? And your experience is built from you when you was born until now.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you know about what's really matters for you, and then you just determine it.
Okay, so when we still don't know many things about ourselves, then we are not exploring enough. I mean, like, we need to try more things ahead. We're kind of lagging from others.
I think it's worth to explore many things when you are young.
Do you remember what things you have tried before?
I remember.
You remember? How come?
I think it is when I was high school. I tried many things.
Okay.
Like I joined the event, become a coordinator. I joined OSIS. What is mean? Organization school.
Student council.
And I also. also join robotic, many things I join. But I enjoy the most is in robotic. Yeah, that is why the first university I join, the first major I join is in electro.
Okay.
Yeah, electrical engineering.
Electrical engineering.
Yeah, in Gajah Mada University.
Okay.
And then, actually, before high school, in my junior high school, I also joined, wait a minute, Biology OSN.
Okay.
Biology Olympic.
National Olympic.
And I really enjoy it, since I want to become a doctor.
Okay.
So in my second major, I also join. I also accept kedokteran.
Okay, that
medical faculty.
I'm sorry, doctors, we don't know what biology here. We are in. Oh yeah, a little bit about Dery's experience toward the major. Dery is also in informatics. Informatics is the third major Dery accepted. You accepted?
Yeah, I accepted in three majors. First in electrical engineering in Gajah Mada University, and second.
And then the next year.
The next year, I got accepted. Medical faculty of medicine.
And the next year.
Gajah Mada University too. And
finally, the informatics.
Yeah, the informatics in Bandung Technology. I explore many things, and it is worth for me to explore what I want to learn deeper, and I found the informatics is, yeah, you know, I like it.
Wow.
So yeah, I joined the informatics and dig deeper into informatics.
But my question will be, you said that you enjoy robotic.
Yeah.
Quite a lot, right?
Quite a lot.
And then that's why you
joined electrical. Because in my high school, there is no programming club.
So you haven't tried.
Yeah, so I haven't tried.
I see that.
But I like reading a book, a lot of books, and I got inspired from the books Walter Isaacson, Steve Jobs.
Okay.
Yeah, and it changed my mind.
Mm.
About how the computer stuff work and how the business in computers.
Okay.
And then I remember when I 17 years old, I had present,
okay,
gift, mm-hmm, from my parents.
Okay.
About the book. The book,
I think it's about
the title is about Google. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I know. You have David, told me before.
The author is David Fiss.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think it's not the cracking the code interview.
No.
It's not yet there.
Different.
Okay.
In the Google book, I think, yeah, it's quite interesting for me to learn the computer science stuff.
Okay.
Because, yeah. It can serve many of the services, like searching to almost million of users that use it.
Okay.
I think it's quite interesting for me because you can help millions of people from them, and I've got inspired from this book.
Okay, so
and that is why I joined informatics.
Informatics. Yeah. So it's about time sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the robotic first, mm-hmm, then the. I'm sorry for the noise, because we're currently having we just finished our the dinner.
Okay.
So yeah, it's quite,
yeah,
noisy here.
Okay, so about to determine your goals.
Yeah, yeah.
You just explore anything.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you dig deeper about the things you really enjoy, and it's matter answer for your life.
But how about there is things we haven't tried? How do we remember? Should we make a list? Like, okay, this is a to-do list. I want to try this in the next several next weeks.
So,
how do you manage that?
I think.
Oh, 15 minutes. Okay, okay. I think we're running out of time.
Okay.
We're running out of time.
How to
manage? That's my last question.
Okay, how to manage?
How to manage things you haven't tried? Do you know it? I mean, is it like a you know, the diagram, the floor?
Or the floor?
Like, we don't know what we don't know. Nah.
Okay.
How do you handle it? Like, you don't know that there is informatics club out there. That's why you haven't tried. You haven't tried.
Okay. I think it is an opportunity, I think.
It's opportunity.
Opportunity. If you have the opportunity A in front of you, just try it. You have never seen the opportunity B. It is maybe you will be there, you will be known.
Okay.
The opportunity B, maybe another time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see the opportunity A, just try it. And I think, in my high school, I just got the robotic opportunity.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't have the opportunity for the informatics.
But how do you decide that this opportunity it's not worth it?
It's not worth it. Like,
yeah. At least stop it. I mean, like, okay, I don't like that.
Okay.
How do you determine that?
This is my parameter. This is my.
That's really cool. Okay, that's really interesting.
This is my metric.
Yeah.
If you enjoy for the learning something above maybe 2 hours or 5 hours.
Two or five hours.
Without stopping.
Okay, that's
so
interesting.
You really enjoy it. You get into it and dig deeper into it. Yeah.
Okay, so.
But if you just learn, maybe 5 minutes and you get bored, just leave it.
Okay.
It does not work for you.
So your metric is 2 until 5 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. It may be different with another person, right?
Yes.
But it can be a reference.
Yes.
Maybe
2 until 5 hours.
That's really interesting.
Each day. But at the same point of time, you get bored.
Okay.
It is normal. Just leave it and try to another things. And if the another things doesn't work for you, just come back. And if you come back and you get really enjoy again, so yeah, you just get into it. You just really enjoy this.
How frequent is that?
I'm not
that
sure.
Boring.
I'm not sure, but I think maybe in 1 week, maybe 3 or 4 times, but
okay.
It is quite normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Thank you so much for the information. Derry is going to Bangalore in the second of August. So don't forget to give him some good luck.
Okay.
If you want to see Derry's GitHub, probably your GitHub.
just search it in Google. My GitHub, Derry Rahman.
Derry Rahman. DERY.
Rahman.
Okay, thank you so much for listening, guys, and see you.
See you.